Hello, and welcome to the 2016 WQCS Young Musician Spotlight, our annual sampling of performances by some very talented student musicians from along Florida's Treasure Coast. I'm your host, Dick Golden. The Young Musician Spotlight, underwritten by Shan's Tax Services. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 30 years, Shan specializes in taxes, payroll, accounting, and business consultation. For more information, call Shan's at 772-878-878. 6619. Would also like to thank the Atlantic Classical Orchestra for judging our young musicians this year. It's the mission of the Atlantic Classical Orchestra to present musical performances of the highest possible artistic level to broaden the outreach of the orchestra as a primary cultural resource serving Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast, and to encourage and cultivate the appreciation of classical symphonic music by offering enriching, educational, and accessible musical experiences for Treasure Coast residents. Our first young musician is 11-year-old guitarist Abigail Fox. She will perform La Folia by Antonio Vivaldi. She's performed publicly at various school-related events and performances with her music school. Was Abigail Fox playing La Folia by Antonio Vivaldi. Next, we have 13-year-old Joseph Parr, who has been playing piano for 8 years. His teacher is Julia Parr. Joseph regularly plays the pipe organ and viola at school and church. He's a pianist at church and a violist in the Treasure Coast Symphony Orchestra Quartet. Joseph has also played as soloist in various nursing homes in the area. Joseph will now play Bach's Prelude in C major. Thank you. That was pianist Joseph Parr playing Bach's Prelude in C major. And now a piano duet featuring Alexa Miller with an accompaniment by Chatelou Fernandez. They've been playing for 6 years. Previous experience for Alexa and Chatelou includes playing in Honors Festival's recital to Musicthons. They'll now play Prime Time Duet for one piano, four hands. Alexa Miller, accompanied by Chatelou Fernandez, playing Prime Time, a duet for one piano, four hands. Our next offering will be a solo from Chatelou Fernandez. She'll be playing The Sounds of Madrid by Derek Van. With Chatelou Fernandez playing Sounds of Madrid by Derek Van. Now we're going to hear from 13-year-old Emma Sonnenblum, who has been performing publicly for a year and a half. Emma was a first-place winner in the 2015 Port St. Lucie's Got Talent Contest, and she's performed at her school, St. Lucie West K-8, and in various plays, including Merryweather and Sleeping Beauty, and Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland. She'll perform the ballad Over the Rainbow, often referred to as Somewhere Over the Rainbow, from the Wizard of Oz movie, with music written by Harold Arlen, lyrics by E.Y. Yip Harburg.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops high above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why? Then oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I?
Emma Sonnenblum singing Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz here in the WQCS Young Musician Spotlight Program. Our next young musician is 14 years old. She's Julia DeMott, who has been playing the piano since she was 7. Julia was rated superior by the National Federation of Music Clubs in the National Federation of Junior Festivals, and her public performances include weddings and school performances. Julia will now play a piece by composer Mary Leaf entitled Dreams from the Isles. Thank you. That was 14-year-old Julia DeMott playing a piece by composer Mary Leaf entitled Dreams from the Isles. Now we have a performance from a student who has been in 27 theatrical productions, musicals, dramas, and comedies. These include the roles of Curly in Oklahoma, Junior Lewis in King and I, and Tovey in Fiddler on the Roof. For Young Musician Spotlight, Ada McDonald has chosen No Good Deed from Wicked, the musical.
Let his flesh not be torn, let his blood leave no stain. Though they beat him, let him feel no pain. Let his bones never break, and however they try to destroy him, let him never die, let him never die. Elekanaminaminachumachu, elekanamin, elekanaminaminachumachu, elika, elika. Oh, what good is this chanting? I don't even know what I'm reading. I don't even know what trick I ought to try. Fair, where are you? Already dead or bleeding? One more disaster I can add to my generous supply. No good deed goes unpunished. No act of charity goes unresented. No good deed goes unpunished. That's my new creed. My road of good intentions that led souls away from lead. No good deed goes unpunished. One question haunts and hurts. Too much to mention. Was I really seeking good or just seeking attention? Is that all good deeds are when looked at through an ice cold eye? If that's all good deeds are, maybe that's the reason why. No good deed goes unpunished. All helpful urges should be circumvented. No good deed goes unpunished. Sure, I meant well, but look at what we're meant did. All right, enough, so be it. So be it, then, if all laws be agreed. I'm wicked through and through, since I cannot succeed. Fiero saving you, I promise no good deed will I ever attempt to do again, ever again. No good deed will I do again.
Aidan McDonald has performed No Good Deed from Wicked the Musical. Now we have another composition from composer Mary Leaf entitled Lyric Rhapsody. Our young musician is Francis Bell, who has been playing piano for 5 years. Francis is a Florida Federation of Music Clubs Gold Cup recipient.
Thank you.
That was Francis Bell playing a Mary Leaf composition entitled Lyric Rhapsody. Our next young musician is Zui Zhao, who's been playing piano for 8 years. She's received the Treasure Coast Music Teachers Association annual honors recital. Zui has performed at their annual Music-Thon at the Harriet Theater in City Place. Other performances include the studio of Cynthia Kessler's annual student piano recital and performances at the Benjamin School. Her teacher is Mrs. Cindy Kessler. Zoe will play William Gillock's Etude in A Major, The Choral Sea. That was pianist Zui Zhao playing William Gillock's Etude in A Major, The Choral Sea. Now a duet by Jack and Noah Wasserman Tapias. The boys have performed in class recitals, and together they will play The Saber Dance, written in 1942. Thank you. Jack and Noah Wasserman Tapias playing the Saber Dance as part of our WQCS Young Musician Spotlight. We'd like to take this opportunity to again thank the folks at Shan's Tax Service. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 30 years, Shan's Tax Service specializes in taxes, payroll, accounting, and business consultation. For more information, call Shan's at 772-878-6619. And would also like to thank the Atlantic Classical Orchestra for judging our young musicians this year. It's the mission of the Atlantic Classical Orchestra to present musical performances of the highest possible artistic level, to broaden the outreach of the orchestra as a primary cultural resource serving Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast, and to encourage and cultivate the appreciation of classical symphonic music by offering enriching, educational, and accessible musical experiences for Treasure Coast residents. Now we feature a violinist, Si-Young Kwon, who's been playing the violin for 8 years. Si-Kwon has won second place in Federation last year, 7th, 9th grade All-State, and All-Superiors in solo and ensemble. She attends the Dreyfus School of Arts in West Palm. She will play Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor, Opus 64.
Thank you.
Si Young Kwon playing Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor, Opus 64. Next, Nico Target, who's been playing piano for 7 years. Nico has performed with an orchestra at Tradition Community School of Music and is involved in band at Palm Point Educational Research School in Tradition. He will play Toccata in E minor. Nico Target playing Toccata in E minor. Now, our final young musician is Victor Santiago. He's been playing piano for 11 years. Victor's awards include 5 years Solo Ensemble Superior Rating, 5 years National Federation Junior Festival Superior Rating, and 3 years States MPA Superior with highest distinction. Victor will be playing Rachmaninoff's Prelude 2, Opus 32, Number 2. Victor Santiago, rounding out the 2016 WQCS Young Musician Spotlight with his playing of Rachmaninoff's Prelude 2, Opus 32, Number 2. We'd like to thank the Atlantic Classical Orchestra for judging our young musicians this year. It is the mission of the Atlantic Classical Orchestra to present musical performances of the highest possible artistic level, to broaden the outreach of the orchestra as a primary cultural resource serving Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast, and to encourage and to cultivate the appreciation of classical symphonic music by offering enriching, educational, and accessible musical experiences for Treasure Coast residents. The Young Musician Spotlight is underwritten by Shands Tax Services, serving the Treasure Coast for over 30 years and specializing in taxes, payroll, accounting, and business consultation. For more information, please call 772-878-6619. And of course, our thanks to our young musicians, their teachers, and their parents. I'm your host, Dick Golden.
WQCS, Fort Pierce.